702. What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Am I right, Kabazela?
You are right, Bungles. You have to, you know, however how difficult it is, you have to take a stand and you have to say, no, not in my name. Even if it's a little comment that, you know, takes place within your own circles, families.
Yeah.
You know, you have to say something, and maybe it causes a fight, maybe it doesn't, and maybe you change somebody's mind to say, actually, yeah, you know, maybe those things are not good to say out in public.
On all sorts of things, gender-based violence, homophobia, Islamophobia, you fat shaming, I mean, body shaming, all of that, we've all got to make sure we stand up for. All right, let's talk about something different today. Money secrets discovered in divorce.
Yeah, so this woman is a lawyer, and she's got a TikTok account, and she tells sometimes the stories of you know, her clients. She doesn't name them, but she'll relay the stories that she worked on a daily basis. And she speaks about money secrets that she often uncovers when it's time for a divorce, and she's, you know, helping one party to get what they deserve. And she also just mentions about how, you know, relationships transpire with regards to handling of money, where one partner sometimes doesn't have a clue with regards to what is happening in the family and the finances, because one person deals with it. And she tells the story about an old lady who came to her for assistance with a divorce, and then what they uncovered with regards to the family home, which the old lady had thought was sold years ago. So take a listen to this story, and we'll chat thereafter.
Y'all, she was still having a rough time. She didn't know where the documents was, where any of the deeds are. She didn't know any of the account numbers because her husband handled it all. So I started to help my client, and so I'm helping her figure out all the community assets that they've accumulated. When did you buy this house? Okay, so when did you sell it? And when you sold it, what did you buy next? So in the midst of that conversation, I decided to look up the property of their previous marital home, the home that they lived in majority of their marriage, the home that they raised their children in, the home that they sold to downsize after their children left the nest. And lo and behold, they still own that house. And I asked my client, like, I thought you guys sold it. She was like, we did sell it. We sold it and we bought this house. And I was like, no, you didn't. Well, y'all, I get to digging in what I found. Not only have they been owning this property the entire time, this property has mineral rights. There is oil and gas underneath this land. A major oil and gas company.
Oil and gas rights underneath the home, which the husband, no, we sold the house, and he kept it all these years. So it turns out that the little old lady will end up having millions of dollars, from the divorce. But it got me thinking about, divorces, and if you've uncovered something with regards to the other party who's kept something secret from you with regards to the finances, or even in your current relationship.
Yeah.
Have you discovered something that the other party has kept secret with their finances? So maybe they've got massive credit card debts that they kept secret all along, and then you found out years later. Maybe they're spending their money on something that they're keeping a secret from you as well. So have you uncovered a secret money story about your partner or your divorced partner?
Can I say something maybe controversial? Hello, I'm a talk show host, I suppose. I think that too many people who make the mistake of thinking a relationship or a partnership or even a marriage is purely about love. I think love is what gets you in the door, right? But ultimately, a marriage, a relationship, a long-term partnership is ultimately a business decision. It is.
Yeah,
it's a financial decision. And if you don't think of it that way, you will always regret it. If you don't see, one of the things you've got to be able to think about is not just romantic compatibility, but financial compatibility. Do we think about money the same way? And what that means is you can't be having secrets from each other or things about which you don't agree when it comes to spending the money that the relationship accumulates.
Say it's the same as finding a partner who is a big spender and loves to spend on credit, and you're not. You're going to clash ultimately at the end of the day.
And if you can't resolve that, that's not the one for you, even if you love them, even if they're kind, even if they complete your sentences. Let's put it out there, right? Have you found secrets your partner, do they play open cards with you when it comes to your monies or the relationship's money? Let's talk.